Now, Star Wars, as we say, is known for its diverse range of worlds and aliens and beings and characters and all these terrific things that we see in the films. How do these things go from the imagination onto the storyboard and then to the silver screen? How do we actually see those things translate?
Well, one of the things that always comes down to it is this ability to draw. And I think you'll find that most concept artists and most designers are really interested in how drawing can emanate the natural world. And essentially, by creating fantasy worlds and visions of worlds, spaces and different places that the characters are going to engage in as well, there needs to be a deep understanding of how we can observe the world, shapes, your simple shape to a circle, a triangle, to a square, and how those things can, on the drawing board, in a very small frame, draw people into these imaginary worlds. And I guess Ralph McQuarrie, the original concept artist for Star Wars, was really pivotal in actually getting George Lucas to finance the film in the beginning. And that visual voice is still being used throughout all these different worlds, which is amazing.
How, as a designer, do you go balancing the fantastical, the extraordinary things that we kind of, come from the very back of the mind with the reality, so it kind of translates on screen?
Well, interestingly enough, George Lucas worked with Ralph with the location scout. So a lot of it goes into deep research, visual research, being able to look at developing mood boards, and concept sketches, and that plethora of sort of backlog of reams of paper that never gets used in developing it. So that some of the concept art is still working on things like the Clone Wars and even Episode 1 and 2, we're still referencing some of his work to carry through that sort of feel. And I guess it comes down to having a really good understanding of how to observe and observation as a skill, being able to see the real world and then translate it and extend it, create anatomy that's slightly different but still fits in a form of reality that we can see is the same, so we don't get that uncanny feeling that it doesn't quite fit.
So even those things that that a viewer might see for a split second, not even really consciously register, there is there's a lot of work going into those sort of things.
Absolutely. And I guess even if you take one of those worlds and try and unpack it, just the amount of detail it goes into understanding, the natural forestry, even developing different plants based on real biological specimens that have been observed through things like natural history, and being able to understand the anatomy of different creatures, whether it be, an animated character or whether it be a creature that sits within that, to give you that little flick of the eye outside that makes you feel like this is a real place. And one of the interesting things is with the visual development work for Star Wars is that idea that fans always want it to feel like an expansive universe, and they always want to know there's something more, and that's kind of this idea that you can develop a sort of a mirror of what people want to see with that work, and then going into animation and the pipeline that's there for the films.
And creating that kind of expansive world, I mean, obviously, Star Wars has been around for a long, long time, 42 years now. The technology's changed a great deal in that time. In fact, looking at the original trilogy, it's kind of extraordinary the kind of stuff they did to work within their limitations. But how have we seen the universe, the films, the design of Star Wars adapt with the times, with the evolution of technology?
Well, I think that when it comes to CG and animation, still today, many of the animation companies are still commissioning concept artists to start with that drawing and painting, whether it be on a digital platform now using a Wacom tablet or an iPad or on the traditional paper. They're still using those different techniques through Photoshop and Sketchbook Pro and all sorts of illustration programs to start developing that visual world. And then animating it rigging it and looking at the way that it can translate into CG or even... One of the great examples is, I guess, The Lord of the Rings and recently The Dark Crystal, where you've got seminal illustrators like Alan Lee and John Howe for Lord of the Rings and Brian Froud for The Dark Crystal. You know, he's still working, Brian Froud, on The Dark Crystal now and the puppetry that they're doing. And they're looking at mixing these two techniques, which is fascinating. And I guess it just comes down to, as long as that real visual field is strong and it can be believable in the background, it can carry through to all the different types of technology. And really, it still comes down to that idea that it can sit on a page.
Mm. Actually, just as a final point, Ari, The Dark Crystal's another terrific example. What do you make of Star Wars, Dark Crystal, these kinds of blends of CGI, new school CGI, which is evolving all the time to be kind of better and better, and the old school puppeteering, the real mix of these techniques?
I think in a way, you'll find that a lot of these different projects are starting to look at how these combinations can come together. And that there is a real deep nostalgic love for the original illustrations, obviously, from some of those concept artists now. Massive communities online and budding artists wanting to be able to visually develop this sort of work. And that there are this sort of translation of drawing back into animation as a way of seeing and presenting these fantastical worlds. A really good example was recently the Christmas animated movie of Klaus, you know, and that these are still drawn animations. There really is quite a resurgence in how we can combine the two things together, and there's still a deep love for that within the way that we consume cultural production, movies, animations, etc.
Fantastic stuff. Ari, thank you very much. I do appreciate your insight into this one this evening.
No worries. Thank you, Sean.